Hi everyone, this is the Dupe Parenting Podcast. My name is Ibrahim Suleiman.
And my name is Linda Ijafor Suleiman.
And we have our friends here. Woo! I love it. See, that's why they're here. Hey, I'm chewing gum. Well, it's okay.
No, I'm not shouting because of your home training. Maybe sometimes you don't have home training.
Okay. Emotional damage. Hey,
baby.
Don't baby me, my friend. Oh, yeah, baby me small.
Baby.
Stop.
Baby, guess what?
What?
The final
episode
of season 2 of the Dupe Parenting Podcast.
We did it.
But see, and you guys are the real MVPs. Thank you so much. Like,
are we thanking them now first?
Yes, now let's thank them. It's okay. We'll thank them again at the end. But you know,
if the viewers
are watching this right now, it means that you have, thank you. You guys have coasted along and come along.
Thank you for always being on our cases and asking us, when is season 2 coming now? When is season 2? And like,
you know, I'm so relieved.
And I kept posting.
There's some people on Twitter that now I'll be able to breathe. I can breathe for at least another 3 months. Like, let the parents breathe. Because some people are like, you're coming. Somebody actually said to me, you're coming here to come and tweet about Kion. Would you give us our podcast? I'm like, sorry, bro. Yeah, you can tweet, but you cannot give us due parenting podcast. I'm just like, come on now, my guy.
But it's not our fault because
it's expensive.
To create this content is really expensive. So
if you know any brands or any executives or any agencies that have access and they're looking for wholesome family content, that they are comfortable sharing, you know, and marrying their brand with, this is premium family content. Like anybody
and
can
we
watch
have
this.
Fun.
And I mean,
we have fun.
And she's beautiful.
And you're handsome.
Stop. But, you know, I'm glad that you said that. So, guys, talk to your people. Get your people to, you know, just send us a... Let's have this conversation. Let's figure out how to do this more often and, you know, put out more episodes so that we can have it all year round. I don't mind doing this every, you know, like putting out new episodes every week. Like, man, I can shoot every week, I can shoot every week as long as we have the backing that we desire and that we need.
Yeah.
We're willing to talk to you guys about anything, like as long as it's related to what we're about here. So please hit us up. Let us know.
Yeah.
Anyway, season 2.
For the final episode, we decided to have a conversation that we didn't really touch on when we started, which we both disagreed on.
Oh, yeah.
In season 1.
Mm-hmm.
But...
you won.
So yes, I won. And in season 2, we decided, you know what, let's have a talk. Let's tell you guys how the process went.
Yeah.
And this is how Kion started school.
So just a quick recap. I didn't think Kion should start school until he turned 3. His mother insisted that she wanted him to start school at 2. Not necessarily because she wanted him to, you know, go out in the world and, you know, get better quicker and all of that. She just wanted him to be able to leave the house so that she could, you know, go and walk.
Apart from that, because he was born during the COVID era.
During the lockdown.
Yeah, during the lockdown. I felt like his social life was just...
He was shielded, to be honest, for his
just
first
us.
Year.
You, me, grandparents, the aunties and uncles.
Oh,
and
speaking of the aunties, I have to say this. Kion has a collection of the best aunties in the world. Like... the ones that are related to him by blood and the ones that are related to him because his parents are pretty awesome people. Look, Kion's Association of Aunties, you guys are the best. And even the online aunties, God bless you guys. Because there are people who, in their minds, Kion is their nephew. And they have reached out and just sent
Kion
stuff randomly.
Thank you.
God bless you. We cannot mention all the names here, but you know yourselves. And we just want to really say thank you. You guys are amazing. Just so you know, Kion has daddy too. So if you would like to send Kion's daddy stuff, it would be great. I appreciate these things, you know. So
what's your size of shirt, please, daddy?
I wear a large. Okay. And my shoe size, do you want to ask me? My shoe size is 44. What else do you want to know, baby?
That's all.
Okay, just check it. But you know, it doesn't have to be shirts and shoes.
Perfumes.
It can be any. Listen, I'm not difficult to make happy. I'm a very.
Where were we? School. Anyway, so when I wanted him to just leave the house and just go out and just meet people
and, his age.
Yes, and because he had not started talking properly.
Which we at the time we thought that it was a problem. We didn't realize that, you know, he was actually on track. But we just thought because everybody else in the house could talk, we're all adults and he was a baby. And we just felt like, you know, we thought he should be talking already. But she twisted my arm.
And I said as soon as he turned two that I was going to just go out and look for schools close to the house.
So let me confess something. As much as I was...
You just want to... Make sure I don't bring your leg out, right?
No, I have to do it myself because I know that that's what you're going to do next.
All right.
So, the idea was we're going to go school shopping together, right? But I was busy. That period, there was just a lot of... I was on two projects at the same time. So, I was, you know, back and forth. So, I didn't have any free days. So, the days that this project didn't need me, this other project had taken... scheduled me for that day. So I didn't really have any free
probably
time.
Probably I was understanding.
However, if I wanted to, I could have pushed, you know, the producers of both projects and gotten some days off. But because I was being passive aggressive, because I didn't want Kion to start school at two, when your mama said that it was time to go school shopping, I was like, I'm busy, I can't come with you. Because I thought that, you know, she would be like, okay, let me just wait until he's, you know, done with this project. And then by then, the school session would have started. We'd have had to wait until the next session. But, you know, I kind of forgot the kind of woman I was married to. So I forgot that she's self-sufficient, self-reliant, you know, and very stubborn. And she thought to herself, oh, he's busy, fine. I'll just do it by myself. And then she went out there and she...
So, but before I went, we had to sit down and talk about it. Because, like, we keep saying every time in all the episode that you have to talk about everything. Mm-hmm. So we talked about, we agreed that we're going to look for a school that was close to the house.
Yeah.
We didn't want one that was far away from the house or close to... We just wanted a situation
where, God forbid, if Kasala boss, I can run to the school and carry my child.
Yeah.
Period.
So I went to the first school. I asked around people who are our friends. So they told us about...
Recommendations.
Recommended some schools. So I went to the first school one day and I just looked. And it was a really nice school, good school, large compound where Keon can play around. Then I was also looking out for the number of kids in the class.
Yeah.
Because I think it varies for different parents. Mm-hmm. Some parents will say they don't want a classroom that has like 20 something kids. Mm-hmm. Some people will be like, oh, I just want 6 kids in my class, in their class, because I want the teachers to be able to pay attention to students. And some people were like, I don't mind if they have to, the more the merrier, because you can play, but as long as you pay attention to every child, I'm okay with it. I was more particular we didn't really care about the amount of
number of kids in,
at first I was
yeah
but as long as you have enough hands to take care of the kids.
You have 6 children and there's just one teacher, is almost the same as having 18 children and then there are 3 teachers. Mm. You understand? So as long as the average per teacher is not too much.
Then I wanted a school that would teach Keon this everything, socially, physically, mentally, just teach him everything that he needed to know and that understood the family values. Like, help me here, family values.
Yeah.
That understood family values, that understood that were
So basically, it was just about values, faith, hygiene, quality of education. I don't use the word class, but we needed to get that sense of the fact that not only could they match the standards he had at home, they could help him, you know, even want to aspired to a higher standard than what he was getting at home. I don't know. That's the only way that I can put it, I can phrase it right now.
Anyway, so I went to the first school. It was really good. They had everything. And then I went to the second school and they took me around. I was actually going home because I had taken the
brochure
for the first school and I was going to show Ibrahim, and the school fees was okay.
It was actually a little lower than...
It was more expensive than the one we even picked.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
The one we picked was...
Was more affordable.
Yes. It was okay than the other one.
Baby.
Yes.
You scammed me. Because one of the ways you sold it to me...
No. Okay, I'm so sorry. The first one was more expensive than... The second one, the one we picked. The first one was more expensive than this one we picked. So the one we picked was, I was heading home and on my way, I remember that somebody had, Bio had mentioned and told me that, her sister lives around our area and that her sister's son goes to the school. So what she sold me was that the sister said the son wasn't... His sister said the son wasn't talking properly. He was stuttering and wasn't making clear sentences. So they now changed school and he went there. Mm-hmm. And by his second term, he was better.
Much better.
He was now talking clearly. He was bold to have conversations with people. And he was just friendlier. So I'm like, okay. So I was heading home and he was on my way home. And something just said, you know what?
Just stop by.
And check. So I stopped by and I drove in, and when I got in, I thought wearing glasses would hide my...
I don't know why you ever... It's such a joke to me when you think that sunglasses was...
Sunglasses. So, but they recognized me and said, oh, hi, welcome. That's okay. Let's take you around. So they took me around school.
They toasted you.
Maybe, as in they sold me well. They toasted me. So took me around the school. They had... what I loved about it is that each student had their own seat and table and all. And each student had their own lockers, not outside, but inside the classroom. And also, there was a blackboard and also a projector. So they would do the whole mathematics and everything. And they have where you can watch and just show you everything via a video. They learned via video as well. So I'm like, okay, that's not bad. And they had music class, they had computer class, they had they told me they had ballet, karate. They taught the kids how to plant. They had swimming and swimming too, because Kion hadn't started swimming then. And I'm like, okay, it's not bad. I then asked, because I had a problem. At first, I had a problem with how many kids would be in the class, because everybody has always been singing in my ear that, once your child starts school, the amount of bacteria and flu that you're coming back home with. So it depends on how many students are in the class. So I asked how many, and they told me they had 18.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, they had two teachers and two assistants.
Yeah.
So...
When you did the math, man, the average was just really good.
The average was good. So I'm like, okay, two teachers and two assistants. All right. Then they took me everywhere, showed me everywhere. I'm like, all right, thank you. And gave me the brochure. I said, let me go home and talk to Ibra about it.
Mm-hmm.
So Ibra came back home and I told him everything and compared that, okay, this school has this, this school has this. This is how much the school is saying. This is how much. And we found out that the second school was... less than the first school and provided more.
There was definitely more value for money.
What sold me was the second one was closer to the house. So I told you, bro, the second one is closer to the house and it's cheaper. So let's just go with the second one. So he says, okay, then we look through it. I called the school, we talked, I sent emails, and Ibro made payments, and that was it. September comes and we tried to talk to... By then, we've not started having conversations with Keon and saying, oh, this is what's happening. So we wake up in the morning and I made a video. So we wake up in the morning and we dressed Keon up. He was ready. His nanny, bless her, was awake. She dressed him up. And he was just surprised that Mama is in my room. We're just looking at when I'm making video. We're just looking at me like, what's going on? So we dressed him up. We took pictures. Both of us took him to school.
Yeah.
Because
it's true. At first, we used to take him to school together.
Yes. So both of us took him to school. And we got there and we left him.
He
came. So you drive in and one of the teachers will come. As soon as your door is opening, somebody's standing there. I'm like, oh, hi, welcome. And pick the child up. So, you know, tried to pick your girl was way lean.
My heart broke. Like, my heart broke.
I had a video of Kion, Ibro holding him because Kion didn't want to let go of Ibro's head.
Like, he grabbed. He just held on for dear life.
And so, I was making a video and they dropped him and Ibro was like,
like, see, Kion, I was like, fighting it. Mama, I was
Dada, no, don't leave me.
Man, he broke me. Like,
then the proprietress was standing and she said, don't worry, go. He'll be fine. And we left. We came back in the afternoon to pick Kion.
No, before that, right, we go home. And
he called. I called. Mm-hmm. I called. I'm like, how is he? Like, I was calling every hour.
As in?
I'm like, how is he? Is he fine? They kept laughing. And they said, don't worry. I said, I'm so sorry. I'm calling. But is he fine? Is he still crying?
We have asked them to send us videos. And they said, no, that they don't send videos. Unless there's something wrong.
Unless there's something wrong. But no. They first said, okay, to reassure you, that they don't do that. But to reassure us that they will send me pictures and video of what Kion is doing. But that they won't lie to me that he cried for a few minutes, slept, woke up, saw where he was, and continued crying again. I'm like, where he? So that they said it's understandable because of, it was
separation anxiety
from us. So that he was going to get used to it. It would take time, but he would get used to it. He has to get used to the fact that he's not going to be seeing mommy and daddy
all day, every day.
That he'll have to hang out with his teacher and friends, and that we have to help. See, we can't show that we are sad whenever we are dropping him off.
Yeah,
we have to tell him, Kion, don't worry, you're going to have fun. And we'll drop him off.
Omo, see, we dropped him off at 7:30. We picked him up at... No, I think his first day, we picked him up before the end of the school day.
School ends at 1. We picked him up at 12.
Fam, see, it was the longest 4 or 5 hours of my existence at the time. I just didn't look time. I would try, you know, I'll try, okay, Brian, just distract yourself. I'll try and get some work done. Press phone, do many things, and now check. 10 minutes don't pass. Oh my goodness. I couldn't even focus on the show that we were watching. Yoma kept calling like every hour. Then they now sent, I think they sent pictures, you know, of him, you know,
building blocks.
You know, and then they said, you know, don't worry, he's fine. He's cried a little, blah, blah, blah. Omo, we now asked, is he okay to come and get him? He said, first couple of days, you know, we can let that. One time, 12 o'clock. Enter the car. Went to the school. Now when so you sign in, they'll make sure that it's you, you know, it's you. Then the reception will call his class, you know. You brought Kion out. See.
I don't know who was more happier to see each other. I don't know if it was Kion or if it was us, but three of us were happy to see each other.
We couldn't wait to get out of there, man. Like,
and we're hugging and we're like, Mama, Dada. They're crying again. I'm like, calm down now. We are here. We're now hugging. The next day, same thing.
Next day, I won't lie. I told you, Mama, he doesn't really have to go. She said, babe, he's going to school. I said, come.
Because they had already told us that if we stop, it's like starting all over again.
Build up consistency.
So, packing things for him in school.
Oh, yeah.
I think we
overpacked that first week.
We packed diaper, we packed wipes, we packed change of snacks, clothes, snacks, we packed a
toy,
banana, apple,
we overpacked
Pringles, everything.
Just packed
juice,
things, put inside his backpack.
Pringles?
Was this suitcase?
My dear.
Yeah, it was one that you can roll.
Yes.
You know those ones that you can drag like a suitcase can? We have a video, but we can't. You know he's wearing school uniform there.
No, just the box.
Of course. Oh, yes. It's Paw Patrol.
Okay.
Bad.
So, man, it was...
We packed all
overpacked.
That. Then, we it was... You know, as time goes, you now start the bag started reducing.
Because he was bringing back everything every day. He wasn't using it. So, we just... So, we now figured out the essentials, the things that he actually was using every day.
Pringles.
Water. Because Kion drinks a lot of water. But baby, I noticed recently he doesn't drink as much water as he used to.
He still does.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he still does. We make sure he drinks, especially
when you make sure he drinks, he would drink. But you know how before, he would literally just you fill up his bottle and he'll down it and ask for more water. Mm-hmm. I feel like his consumption of water has reduced.
It comes and goes.
Oh, okay, cool.
Anyway, so we packed that, but as time goes, it started reducing. Then also as time goes, he wasn't crying as much as he used to. He started making friends at school, but he might just do it just to emotionally blackmail you when you drop him off in the morning to see if you
would let him go back
home. But no, we will not. But a few times, like when he started school, 2 weeks after, he fell ill.
Oh man, his first term.
He fell ill. He had the flu. And because as first time parents, I didn't know how to handle it.
If he sneezes in the morning and maybe he's just running a bit of a temperature, he's not going to school that day. That's how I'll put my foot down and say, no, he's not going to school.
And
we're trying to protect the other kids. So if he had a cold, we'll just say, you know what, let's not take him to school so that he doesn't spread to the other kids. This one told us that this cold that used to come back with,
where do you think he's getting it from?
If every parent says that nobody go to school, okay? If he's sneezing, if he's running a bit of a...
And the good thing is that they have a dispensary in school. They have a nurse.
So there's a standby medical professional who is there for the children. But it's more than just one person, but she's the only one that communicates with the parents. Mm. So she just... a couple of times they called and said, oh, he was running temperature.
They would ask you permission
to give him.
Oh, this is what I want to give to him. Can we give it to him? This is how many ml should we administer to him? And you would say, if not, you can tell us, okay, what you want and we can go and get it. Or you can say, if you live close by, somebody can get it to us. Or you can come and pick him up or her up.
Or they will ask what hospital, if it's a severe or if it's kind of serious, they'll ask you what hospital they can take him to, and then you come. Thankfully, that has never happened.
But he fell ill the second week, and he didn't go to school for a week. And the next time, his teachers called and like, please, when is it? And the good thing, I love the school, because every time they don't see Keon, they know that we drop him up at 7:30 a.m.
Yeah.
But once they don't see Keon at 7:30 to 8, in short, once it's 8 and they've not seen Keon,
they'll call
and ask,
is Keon okay?
Keon's mommy, dear mommy, how are you doing this morning? I'm like, I'm fine. What about Keon? How is he? We did not see him today. I'm like, he's not feeling so well. He has to stay back and stuff like that. Oh, I forgot to mention that the first 2 weeks before he fell ill, every time I saw a call from the school, my heart was
sick. Hey!
Because I'm like, hey, what happened to my son? I'll quickly, if I'm on set, sorry, hold on. Hello, please. Yes, how is
he? Okay.
He's fine. I just wanted to tell you that you forgot his spoon.
Really? His spoon? That's why you called me? I was almost drawn into this. There was one time they were calling Yoma and her phone was not with her. She was on set. And I was on another set. And then so normally they know that the first person they call is her. If they cannot reach her, then they call me, right? So that's how I was assuming, and it was the they need to reset for another take. And when, so I just pick up my phone. I just see school. They call me. Hey! I just picked. I was like, hello? They said, hello, daddy. How are you today? I said, I'm very well. Thank you. Is Keon okay? They said, yes. We've been trying to reach mommy. Okay. Yeah. Is Keon okay? Yes. We need to know. So the bottle of water in... See, in my mind, I'm like, yes, what about the bottle of water? We noticed that it's the one that was in the bag yesterday, because we opened it yesterday. We took a little bit of... Is it okay if we still give him the same... Give him the same bottle of water? Yes, please. Yes. Oh, thank you. Is that... Yes. Okay, thank you. See, when I hung up, I just realized that I was hyperventilating. My ears were warm. I was stressed, man. But now it has gotten so much easier.
Yeah. In our first episode, I mentioned how I always have a conversation with Keon before I take him to school. I'm like,
prep talk.
I'm like, Keon, you're going to see his teachers and Miss Mary, Miss Esther, Miss AJ, Miss, call them and say Miss Victory and say, you're going to see Miss Bassi today. And he'll be like,
hold on. Are these the arrangements?
Yes.
Say
Is
he okay?
Yes, I think it's
fine. Yeah, I think it's fine.
Okay.
The school is not mentioned.
And some of them have left the school.
Okay.
So I'm like, you're going to see all these people. He'd be like, no, I don't want to see them. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you're going to see friends. You're going to play with numbers. You're going to play with letters and building blocks. I think that will sell. and he'll be like, okay. Then we'll get to, then I count numbers with him until we get to the school and all that. So it's so much better now. And now that he's in...
Ooh, remember how, you know, we went through this phase where he was crying every day. Then one day, we woke him up, got him ready for school, and we know how you don't prepare your mind, say so you go drop him off, you go cry small. And then he came down from the car and was like, okay, dada, bye, see you later. I was like, sorry, what? And then my son just turned around and just walked away. I was like, okay, bye, Kion. And he just even did me the whole, you know,
bye.
I was shocked. And then that was just it too. That was literally the switch. Kion just became, so when you get into the car, he'll sulk a little, you understand? But then the moment he gets to school, he's just like, okay, you go be. So he became a star at school. Like if you go to Kion's school and just say Kion, everybody knows him from primary six all the way down to nursery.
I don't know if it's because he's a cute baby or because he cries a lot. They
first noticed him when he came because he used to scream the school down for the first 2 weeks. So all the teachers knew him. And then the students now knew him and then he now became the cute little guy who used to wave at everybody. And then everybody just became aware of Kion. So now I have videos of picking him up from school and then he's walking down the corridor. Bye, Kion! Bye, Kion! You see older students poking their heads out of their windows and waving at him.
So for his first two terms, every time I went to drop him off at school and pick him up, I took a picture.
Yeah, we did that. We have like a lot
of
pictures.
Every day I went to pick him up and drop him off, I took a picture. When I pick him up, when I'm dropping him off, okay, we'll take pictures in the car. Picking him up, you do... peace like that. Then the first inter-house sports.
Oh my goodness. Fam. Yes, they do it for the whole school, bro.
Bloomers, crutch, nursery, primary.
Inter-house everybody sports. Does inter-house sports.
The first inter-house sports.
Wait, baby, before the inter-house sports, we went for their what was it they called it? Like a
coffee morning.
No. Open day. It was like open day, but they don't call it open. I don't know. They had that presentation in that hall.
Okay, wait, That was Christmas.
Was it
now.
Christmas?
Yes, now. It was Christmas that he had to sing the carol.
Yes.
The Christmas carol. Okay, before that.
That was before Interhouse, right?
Yes, yeah. That was before Interhouse. So before the Christmas carol, Seth, we had coffee morning where all the parents, new parents, returning parents, and new parents would meet.
Mm-hmm.
So we met, they all talked, and we got up to introduce ourselves and say, oh, Kion, I think some kids in Kion's class were already talking. So when we said Kion's mommy and daddy, they thought, oh, yeah, Kion's mommy and daddy.
In my mind, I was like, what is the boy doing in class? And why?
So then they now took us to his class so that we'd see where he was.
So we see his activity books.
And everything. Then, and they'll tell us how he's doing. And we'll go through the computer, the pictures they've taken.
Over the whole term. So they show you pictures and videos of him.
So that you know, the one they didn't send to us.
Because they stopped sending us stuff after like the first week.
Yeah.
Because they're like...
So they were sending away some cute pictures of Kion. And we asked them if they could send it back to us. And they said, yeah, sure. They will send it to us. So anyway, we met some of the parents. So we just once in a while, hello, hi. And that's it. Then Christmas Carol. Maybe say that one.
So Yoma was filming. So I was the one who was able to go. So I get there.
Covenant.
Yeah, sure. You're filming Covenant on time. So I go there and, you know, I sit down, say hi. So we hung out for a bit before they started. So I said hi to the other parents who were there. Just. So the proprietress came in and she was like, oh, she wanted me to sit in a particular, you know, next to her. So we sat. So the thing starts. And I know my son. I knew that if he spots me, it's game over. Like, it's a wrap. So different classes were coming, you know, together. You see, start from crash, tiny little cute people came, they did their thing. So when it was now Kion's class, so I just carried the, what do you call it? The
booklet.
That has the, not schedule, the program. I just covered my face, you understand? So it came out, some other children saw their parents, you know, some of them waved. One or two of them did, but, you know, focused on the, you know, kept it going. Kion went past, he didn't see me. And he was very close to his teacher at that time. So they taught us about how separation anxiety, one of the ways to phase it out, you know, for the parents is if you can find someone else
that he can transfer.
He can transfer his attachment to. So that person now has the responsibility of weaning him off over the period of the term and get him integrated properly. So he had latched onto his class teacher and they were very close. So she was holding his hand and then the others were. So they came in, I hid my face, they got on stage, they, you know, lined them up. They started doing their thing. They were singing.
Did Kion have a line?
Liners. He was just there. So there were parts where they would clap and then they would do their hands and all that. So he was doing, and then, so he's, at some point, one of the students lost focus and then she started walking around. So his teacher left his side and was going to go and, get that one back. Kion just, at first, you just noticed that she had moved. That's how your boy just followed her. Now he has kept her followed her until she got there. Then she followed, in my mind, I was like, oh my goodness, young man. Anyway, he got back into his position. He did that. They finished. He didn't have a line. He didn't say nothing. My mind was like, ugh, when I was your age, boy, I was performing.
Yeah, right. Anywho.
So they finished. My mind was like, okay, great, right? They came down. They were now walking past. So I had forgotten. So I brought up my phone. I was trying to make a video. That's how Kion just
I was
turned.
Watching on Zoom.
Yeah, because they had a live the streaming. So I brought up my phone. I was making a video. You know how you're seeing through the screen, I saw the screen. I saw him see me. As soon as we just made eye contact, you know how he doesn't really have any. So you know how he's just going, that face that he has, where he's just like, okay, let's get this over and done with. Just so he's done. Oh, Dad! Oh, my goodness. Dad! He just started laughing.
I was watching on Zoom. I was like, oh, my God. Kion, don't fall our hand.
He fell our hand. My boy just lost it, man. I was just like, I just, you know, his channel carried him. He screamed all the way out.
Because Ibra couldn't carry him, so they had to go back.
So as soon as that happened, I just made my apologies. You know, some parents just started laughing at me. I was just like, and then I left, went downstairs. The teacher was like, yeah, it's fine. You know, they finished. You can take him home. Kion was just screaming. Just gathered the stuff, gave him to me. He just gripped my neck like this until we got into the car. I was like, it's okay, Papa. We're going home now. He was just crying. I said, boy, I don't carry you. Come on now, my friend. We calm down. Then, inter-house sports. Kion would come home and tell us that, oh, He did running. And he would be running around the house,
Speed racer.
I started calling him Speedy.
Flash.
My guy.
Like, he was running.
He was running. Kion was
flash.
Running. You know, I say, on your marks.
He's in the greenhouse.
Run. I was like, okay. You know, my man is getting ready. He's preparing.
So they kept telling me, because even that period, he was falling ill as well. And the teachers kept saying that, please, we shouldn't let him miss.
Yeah, we shouldn't keep him at home. That
so if he's on medication, that we should bring the medication with us to and give it to them, and they would administer it themselves. Like, okay, no problem. Kion and I go to school. So he had there's this car thing that they'll climb into the car and they use their leg and pedal. Then there's the matching colors. They go and pick a cone and match it and all that. Then there's the race. So he did all that. And they said Kion was good at the race and the car race too. And that he was going to participate in those two events. I was like, okay. So I got there. I sat down with the nanny. I went with Nani, so we sat down. And because Nani said she wants to go and she wants to watch.
Just because see her boy.
Yes. So we sat down and we're now waiting. So when they now told me that Kion was coming out, then I said, Mommy, as hide. Kion is coming, please hide. And I said, okay, I'm going to hide. Please show me where I will hide so that I can make a video properly for that his father. And I said, okay. So I went to hide. And Kion now came out with his band, you know, looking like Ninja Turtle.
I take offense. On your son's behalf, I take offense.
The green ninja thoughts. He came out looking with handband on both hands and head.
His socks.
And his big tummy tucked in. And his socks. So he was just walking and just throwing his leg, walking. Then he now went to the end and stood there. And they now said, on your mark, get set. So he was supposed to run this way. Yes, run this way. So I was standing at one end.
Yeah.
The nanny now went and stood at the end where
he was not supposed
middle,
to
run. In short, not even the end, the middle. So as Kion was running,
he just spotted.
So they were and on your mat. He said, "Get set." I was not running. He was smiling. He was number one.
He was leading.
Next he saw his nanny.
That's how I get.
Tutu. I just In fact, my song came first from behind. I said, hey! Hey! They were just laughing.
Yeah, the whole school boss laugh.
But the thing is, it wasn't the only one because other kids did so many things.
Some
that
of
made
them
us
cried,
laugh.
Some of them.
He gave entertainment.
He gave. Some of them went in the wrong direction.
That's how.
The guy was leading, he just saw Tutu.
Tutu. That's how he cried.
Yeah, he wanted to go with her. He didn't want to.
They now took them back into their class. You know how a boxer will go and box round one. They will go and go and sit down and be massaging your shoulder. So they are supposed to go and rest. But Keon did not want to. He wanted to cry. He wanted his tutu.
Yeah.
Nobody's allowed into their class, even their teachers, even their parents or nannies. But they gave
special consideration.
Yes, for Keon and said, okay, nanny, he has been asking because he didn't see me. Said, nanny, go inside. So she went inside and sat down. And the nanny later told me that because she was holding Keon and carrying any other child that came close to me, I said, leave my tutu alone. Yes. Don't touch my tutu. Keon, sharing is caring.
Papa no one knows.
No, don't touch.
This is the good nanny, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the good one. This is the one we found. Now we are praying. So anyway, he said, he didn't agree. So they allowed the nanny come in because they had another race to do, which was the car race.
Which he was really good at.
Keon. Oh yeah, it's time for the car race.
My guy had wrapped for the deal.
It's not doing it.
He was done. Yeah, that's enough.
He was not doing it. He now wanted the nanny to follow him. He went to the beginning of the car race. He wanted the nanny to come into the car with him. Mm-hmm. And the car is very tiny.
Wow. Like it's just enough
how?
For a
he tried though. When she tried to drop him, he held her neck. Mm. Like, you're not let. So they had to bring somebody else to come and take over, take the position.
He let his house down.
But the house came second. He could generally. Have won. Everywhere. With the first from behind, he still got a medal. That's a good part.
And from time to time, he'll remember his medal. He'll be like, Dad, where's my medal? Then he'll put it around his neck and then play. After a while, he'll take it back and give it, and then I'll go and keep it for him.
So, yeah. For what packs. I want to say, party packs.
So,
the good thing.
Permit me to say this. So, okay, no, say the good thing, then I'll say what I was saying.
The good thing is, another reason why I picked the school is they have rules about party packs and parties. You get a one-tier cake.
So nothing over the top.
Nothing over the top. Their photographer will come. School photographer will take pictures with the child. Then the party pack only has educational stuff. Books, pen, that's it. No toys. No expensive things, and that you cannot. And the books, they have to review the books that you are going to give the kid.
And you can't do a party in the school. You can invite the students to a party
outside,
at home
or anything,
you know, via the parents. But you cannot do, like, you cannot say, "Oh, I'm sending food to the school so that you can
even
have
the cake."
Party.
As soon as you're done taking pictures with the cake, you take the cake and go home. They don't eat it at school.
At school. So I really like that. Mm-hmm. So. Permit me to say this. So, you know, because the school has rules about that, right? So, but you can reach out to the parents and say, oh, we want to send a party pack, you know, apart from the school party pack. Some parents do that. Like, there's a party pack that is approved by the school. Then there's a party pack it's not the school's business because it's not happening on school grounds. Please, nobody will tension me. You understand?
But they've not done that with Keon now.
No, not yet. But I met, you know, there's this other thing one of the things that I went for, and I was talking to one of the dads, his children are older. So he's the one that gave me this gist.
Mm.
Mm. So I just think that since the school says that you can only give educational stuff, school supplies, all those kind of things in the party pack, he said that some of them actually go all out. You know how we have number blocks for Kion? That can actually, that's fine. Stuff like that is fine.
But that is expensive.
That some parents would do the one that the school is comfortable with. Then they'll contact the parents of the children
in their class
and say, okay, we want to drop off, we want to deliver stuff if they're not doing a party. Or more, there are some things that have come to his house for his child from a classmate have held him, you know, it's as if they just tied him to a transformer and just reversed the polarity. They shock him. You understand? He's like, what is going on?
Like what?
Maybe. He has, one of his children has gotten a pack that had an iPad, had a gift card for an online thingy that was worth, I think he said $200. It had a pair of sneakers that were red soled.
No, our school.
My friend, I went to school, which other school, I meet a parent that is talking. So, my darling, my point is, and he says that that's one of the ones that they received.
Can I start going to this
school? Since Agbaya. I'm surprised. I thought I'm giving you this gist. I think it was it DJ? I gave someone this gist. I can't remember who it was. As in, by the time the guy finished telling me these things, he said that, as we get older, when the kids now start saying the kind of things that they want, that's when my eye will see something. So since the school says, okay, these are the things that we approve of, you cannot control what is approved of outside Nabi. So that he has seen things, but that him and his wife, they've decided that everything will happen in the school. You understand? They're not going to contact any parents and say, we want to deliver. No, we're not. No. All the deliverance you need, the Lord will provide.
So, Keon's first birthday in school. Mm. Thank God. Mm-hmm. It fell on a Sunday. No, you know, we actually wanted to do party packs and all. And I thought about it. I'm like, please, it's a Sunday. Why would I now take party pack to school on a Monday when his birthday? I would prefer... If his birthday falls on a Monday, I would do cake. He has people singing for him and there's party packs for his class. But why will I do that on his birthday is on a Sunday and I will ask, come and take birthday again Monday? The boy would think he has two birthdays. So, no. Anyway, so it fell on a Sunday. So
she was glad.
I was very glad.
I was excited.
So we just did happy birthday for you at home and the balloon and gave him his gift. Love, so you saw his the video where he said, oh, so go to our Instagram page and you see where we gave him his toy, the number blocks toy, and he was so happy.
So, and then it's true. We didn't make a video of when we gave him the second set later in the day.
But we'll make a video of the Christmas one, you know, because we said we're going to give him a Christmas gift. He has number blocks, 1 to 20.
Super. Even me, I'm excited about that set because it's a very detailed set. Speaking of, you know, talking to one of the parents from children school. In the older classes, you know how we only tend to meet the parents. So Kion comes home and then he talks about, oh, this person, he mentioned some names of some of the some of his classmates. And it's really cute the way he talks about this person and that person. And
then I want to see my friends.
And so there was this time when I can't remember what it was that was going on. I think it was during the election period where they now started doing virtual classes. So, you know, the first day, were you the one at home? Okay, no, it was me on the first day. So some of the names that he had been mentioning. So you have to sign in. And then get them to sit and see. Listen, you see this virtual class is something.
It has to stop.
Because you'll be thinking, okay, I'm working remotely. You understand? And they're doing virtual classes. So you set them up. They'll be doing their virtual class. You'll be doing your remote work. Baba, it's a lie.
Yeah, they sit down.
You will not get any work done. You see, first of all, teachers, you people are amazing. What you do for a living is tough.
Like,
we appreciate you.
You are the real MVP.
You are the real MVPs. But however, I'm not an MVP, please, dear. I cannot be hustling that hustle because these kids do not sit still. And then you have to try and keep them focused. You have to try and keep them engaged.
It's
crazy.
It's a lot.
So you now hear, you think you are the only one running mad until you hear the other parents in the background of the virtual class telling them, Chidinma, You need to sit still. They said press L. No, L, uppercase, capital. I was just still laughing because I was like, oh, I'm not the only one that's going crazy here.
You remember there's one virtual that Keon was doing and Keon was just not having it. I want my tab. He didn't want to do his ass. He didn't want to sing nursery rhymes with the others. The boy was wailing. Guess what? We closed.
You guys signed out?
No, not signed out.
Okay.
We...
Muted.
Not muted. They couldn't see us.
Mm. Okay, he took off the video.
But you could hear the sound. Mm. Whatever. So that The sound was he was watching his...
Stab.
Let us... But you cannot see what was going on. I beg.
Wow.
Well, I wanted my sanity.
Well done, mommy.
Thank you. I wanted my sanity.
And then apparently next week, they're going to do virtual classes for some days. It is well. Oh, baby. I'm really busy next week, though.
No, you're not.
Damn it. Anywho, so so the parents of the other children, you know, from time to time, you know, when you're coming to pick up your child, you see and then you now hear them mention him. You know, oh yeah, this person's dad. Kion talks about it. Yeah, Kion, they talk about Kion as well. And then you guys now have a conversation, now share ideas, share tips, laugh at each other.
I have just one person that I DM. And
then you guys DM each other.
Yes,
yeah.
And we just talk on DM and just share things. I'm like, oh, what did your daughter go as what career day? What the Kion easiest thing in footballer? I could not jersey, do stress shirt, myself to go and look for career clothes.
Footballer. But next career day, what should we dress him up as?
Politician. That's another no stress. You just wear his senator. Yes. And we are done. Yes.
Fair. We now have some dollars spilling out of the pocket. I know that. But I'm sorry. Why? It's jokes. It's jokes. Why? We will not enforce
we'll
negative.
Think of something. Yeah, maybe but, professor, engineer, pilot. That will go and look for the costume. Definitely no mama.
How weird does it get with the costumes that kids wear,
bro?
Wait. I need to ask. Zin, has Jay started school? Sure. Okay.
He's tired too, Abi.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Smart man.
Right. Whose idea was it?
Smart couple.
Yeah.
I regret nothing.
So how weird does it get? So there was a cultural. We had cultural day. I didn't post a picture of Kion for cultural day for a reason. But don't worry, people will see the picture.
We'll show you. After the picture. When we
yeah, we'll show you the picture.
But maybe it wasn't that bad.
Yama was
filming something, right? And so she wasn't going to be able to come home for like a couple of nights.
I regretted it. I really wanted to be home.
So we had gotten someone to make something for Kion, but the person now couldn't come home and, you know,
take measurements.
So they just estimated and said, oh, this is probably how. And it was supposed to be like all black.
Can you imagine?
Abada, you
know. Larry, why are you laughing? Zin, why are you laughing?
So
you were supposed to go in a Yoruba attire.
Yeah. So it didn't show up.
It was not Yorubaing.
Calm down.
It was Yorubaing, but not Yorubaing.
Sell down. Take a deep breath. So it didn't show up early. It ended up showing us, I think it was about 11 p.m. that they called and said that they were at the estate gate. So I needed to call there. So I called and then they let them in. Anyway, I retrieved the package, went, said goodnight, came back in. He was ready. Of course, he had gone to bed way before that. So I just took the package and left it in front of his bedroom door. And then I went to bed. First thing in the morning, Tutu wakes up. She's trying to get him ready for school. She opens the door. She's like, oh, okay. Because she and I had already picked something else out in case the package didn't show up, right? Now, what I picked out for him was something that it totally worked and he had worn it to school before and he looked amazing, right? But because dear mama here had gone through, you know, she really went all out to try and get this new outfit for him. We didn't know how to fall her hand and not wear it for him because she might come back and be like, but I did, oh my God, I worked so hard to get this done and, you know, paid for express service and you guys didn't wear it for him. I'm sad. So we're like, you know what? Happy wife, happy life. Let's not get into trouble. Let's just wait for the boy. So he woke up. He had already dressed up. Then she opens the door and sees the other package and then she dresses him up with the new stuff, right? I come out and I see it and I'm like, you look awesome, Baba. And then he turned and he looked at, you know, that's why he gives, when you pay him a compliment. And then he smiled, he was happy. So the thing is, it was too long.
It was too big.
No, it was so, funny enough, it wasn't too big. It was just too long. Right.
So have you seen a banana that they folded from here?
So I had to fold the banana at the bottom and pin it. So like you should have seen myself, his auntie and his nanny. Three of us were just stylists. You know how you put stylists to do when the dress is too big. They're now hemming here. They went for them. So it is. So you inside. Omo. Now so we just did pin here, pin there. We were using safety pins. We now did it.
Yeah.
And then so everything else was too big, but then the cap was now too small. The filler was too small. And I was like,
Ikuku
took the edge of my head.
I think they purposely did not send me that picture. And
well, funny enough, I did. I sent it to your other phone.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, I did. Check now.
No, babe, I've checked. You did not send it.
I sent it to his auntie.
When I came, yes, it's Chinima that showed it to me. And I said, oh, let me show you. I said, why did you send me? Say, it's not something I can send. Let me show you. So they showed me. I said, you let my son leave the house looking like this.
That's exactly.
He said, supposed to do. That was the only option. So I was like, oh my God. So people have not seen the cultural picture because there's a reason.
May I repost that thing?
But no, baby. Because I've taken the outfit and I am going to mend it.
I emailed it to myself so that if you delete it from my phone, I can download it again.
See, it's your word against my. I'm going to mend it and dress my son up. Eh? Give what? Do what? Give what to do?
We can see before and after.
You will not see before. So I'm going to mend it and dress him up again and take nice pictures. Like, oh my God.
Guys, don't worry. I will see. Maybe I'll do limited time, whatever. Felt cute, might delete later. How they put it? I will post that thing. And then I'll delete it just before
I think I prefer Zin's suggestion. We'll do before and after. So I'll show you the before. Oh my God. Oh my, and he was smiling.
As in my guy was pleased.
Oh my God.
He went to school. Like, you need to see the way he was. This guy, when he got to school, he was just like. Like, my boy was good. He felt all right.
So they have that. They have cultural day.
You have quite a lot of interesting activities.
Recently, he started saying trick or treat. I'm like, uncle, we don't celebrate.
We don't do
that
Halloween here. Anybody got time for that? Please, I'm sure that they will tell us to.
Yeah, because I asked him. I said, "What do you want to go as?" He was just saying, "I will not say. Do you want to go as Sunny Bunnies? No. Boba? No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't even cuckoo want him to go as, but how can you be going as a large rat? No. Because those are the things, the cartoons he likes. So." Mm. Maybe number blocks. That one is easier. I'll just do one block thing and put him inside.
I'm telling you.
Number block one.
Well, you know, now he recently started liking, what do you call them? Into the Night to Save
something. Oh, yeah. Can't remember.
Yeah. Anywho, guys, it's been.
Yes.
It has been. Thank you so much. Like, I'm glad that you guys pushed us and made sure that we gave you another season of the Due Parenting Podcast. I want to thank everybody that has been on the show as our guest. But before we get into that, I want to say thank you to Wally. Thank you to Wally. Kenny.
Thank you, Kenny.
Thank you to Zin.
Thank you, Zin.
Thank you to Didi.
Thank you, Didi.
We have an amazing... Thank you to Chuka. Chuka, my brother. Thank you to Studiopedia.
Daniela, Molly, who did my makeup. Daniela, who was the production manager running around and all. And Bolu, who did the hair. Thank you.
Ibro, who did my makeup. Ibro, who did my wardrobe. You know, great guy.
Thanks, you to Chuka, who owns Studiopedia. Thank you for letting us.
Guys, this facility is superb. I'm glad to be a partner. We run this shit. So just hit me up if you want to, you know, have this. We have like 4 different studios in this facility. If you want to shoot anything from film to, you know, podcasts,
photo shoots,
whatever, anything that you need, an enclosed space that you need to shoot, hit me up. I got you. I'm gonna plug you up.
Okay.
Of course it's not.
Of course, it's not free. For our guest who came, we want to say a big thank you to Ike Okechukwu and Florence Okechukwu, to AG Amond and Tosi Amond. We want to say a big thank you to Times Two. We want to say a big thank you to Bio and Roba Arimoro. Times Two. Want to say a big thank you to Wari and Wendy. Want to say a big thank you to Yinka and Finn.
Amond.
-1. Want to say a big thank you to Elozonam and Beverly.
Not together.
Mm-hmm. Separately. And we want to say a big, big thank you to Tolu, the midwife.
Yes. Osho.
Ibidu Duni, Ibiduni. Osho, thank you so much, darling. We love you. Thank you.
Let me see. Who else? That all?
Yeah.
Tony, want to say a huge thank you to Linda Ijofor-Suleman. And
want to say a big thank you and a wonderful thank you to Ibrahim Suleman.
Look at you. And Keon.
Oh, yes.
Baby boy.
The reason.
We want to say that we love you. You are our biggest reason. You are our inspiration. You're such a delight. I want to say that we will always love you. We'll always support you. We'll always have your back. Thank you for giving us a reason to step out of our comfort zone. But most importantly, God loves you.
Okay. Oh, let's not forget, Daddy, Mommy, we love you. Thank Chidima. You. Auntie Zin, we love you.
Usi.
Michelle, Usi, Toyo, Onyi, Chido, we love you guys. Thank you so much for...
And Tutu. Tutu, and Tutu, well done. You're doing a great job.
Well done. Thank
so
you.
So guys, remember, like, share,
subscribe,
and let us know what you think. We are so grateful for you. You guys have given us a lot to look forward to. And if you, again, to our good people who want to get on this, we're telling you, this is premium family content. Talk to us. Let us know what you, how we can work together. We're open. Completely open.
So, till next season.
Which will come sooner than, you know, it took for this one to come out. It was my fault.
By God's grace. Oh, you have admitted.
Yes. Like, I own it. Uh-huh. It's my fault that we didn't
thank you give for being you. Such a gentleman.
As always, baby.
As always.
Yeah, you know, I got you. Yeah. Got you.
All right. We love you.
Be safe.
Bye.
I love it. That's why you're here.
Welcome to Field Lesson 4.